Over the years, there have been repeated attempts to change Wisconsin's Unfair Sales Act to allow for cheaper gas or prescription drugs. They've failed, but there have been 9 exemptions. And advocates for the elderly say the rising cost of prescriptions merits a 10th. Tom Frazier's retired from the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups.
When you hear about people not taking their medications or they cut pills in half, many of those things are caused by the affordability of prescription drugs.
Opponents of the bill, including at least one independent pharmacist, say the bill could put them out of business. Jeff Kirchner runs Strew's Pharmacy in Green Bay. 90% of his sales come from prescriptions. He says he couldn't recoup lost drug revenue by selling other items like soda or snacks at higher cost.
Legislation like this could be signed, and I could be in deep trouble in a matter of months, potentially.
Big box stores with pharmacies like Walmart say federal law prevents predatory pricing. If the bill were to pass, spokesperson Lisa Nelson says the chain would be able to sell Wisconsin customers more generic drugs from its list of $4 prescriptions.
A quarter of the list is sold for $9 rather than $4 because of the Unfair Sales Act. And that's more than double the cost of what customers in other states are paying for those $4 drugs.
The bill is authored by Republican lawmakers Leah Buchmeier and Bill Kramer, along with Democrats Tim Carpenter and John Richards. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.